News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
When the French President Emmanuel Macron will host European leaders today for an emergency summit on the Ukraine war. This is after US officials suggested Europe would have no role in any talks on ending the conflict. We're joined by Patrick Bury, senior security lecturer at the University of Bath, former NATO analyst and army officer. Patrick, is this kind of an attempt by Europe to seize back the initiative a little bit?
I think it's more to hit the ground running after the kind of chaos that was caused by the US administration during the last week in terms of the comments coming out from Trump, Vice President Vance, Secretary Hegseth, etc., which has left them a bit confused. And I think their major takeaway for the European powers is we need to step up, and we need to step up quickly, because the administration in the US is either less committed to NATO or becoming, you know, one might say antagonistic, which I don't think is I think it's just it's a bit chaotic, and that, and they're definitely signaling they're less committed in terms of their spending in particular.
So you say stepping up. What will that stepping up look like?
I think there's a few things. So the first meeting will be, I'd say there's a few priorities for this meeting. And I'd say the first one is that they need to have a unified voice about their role in the, and Ukraine's role in any negotiations. So that will be the first one that they'll be trying to get. The second one, and I think you can see it falling out in the news today, where Prime Minister Keir Starmer has said he would be open to supplying UK troops as peacekeepers in any deal that was guaranteed by the US. So I think there will be a discussion about how a European non-NATO mission, but obviously drawn from many NATO members, peacekeeping mission, what it would look like, how it would be done, who would command it, etc. And what would the role of the US in guaranteeing its security and potentially obviously important things like logistics and supply and intelligence be in that? And then I think more broadly, the final discussion will be coordinating an increase in defence spending across Europe. Obviously, you've got the EU Defence Fund there that's about to kick in with about 500 billion, massive step change in that. It shows you, unfortunately, I think, where on the current trajectory where we're heading. When people start spending this kind of money on defence, usually it ends up in a big dust up, unfortunately. But yeah, I think they'll be talking about what capacities and capabilities each country can invest in to sort of complement the whole.
President Zelensky, the Ukrainian president, President Zelensky, called for the creation of an armed forces of Europe. Is that inevitable, do you think?
No, I don't actually. We'll see what happens. I mean, that was in response to, he was basically picking up on the vibes of the Munich Security Conference and the way that America seemed to be disengaging and just basically saying, you know, throwing that out there that Europe would be wise to do that. This is something, you know, an EU army has been something that's been pushed by Macron in particular, but also to a lesser degree by the Germans. UK obviously totally against that and have always said, why do we need to do that when we have NATO? And the US would say, well, we would rather to have them, NATO is the only show in town, because guess what, we have influence over it. There is obviously EU battle groups. There's a bit of a command structure there, but you're talking about a scale and intensity of coordination that we wouldn't have seen before. It would take a long time, put it that way.
Okay.
So there's some complicated things to work out here.
Complicated things in this country. Final question to you, Patrick. Do we need to reconsider where we're at? Because we kind of enjoy being, I suppose, having the best of both worlds, being neutral, but at the same time depending on others to do a lot of the heavy lifting when it comes to defence and so on. Is it time for us to change?
Well, you'll remember about 3 years ago, the Commission on the Defence Forces reported back, and there were kind of three options. One was to stay this really underfunded and downright dangerous position with people just leaving the Defence Forces and then being, you know, in a bad state. The next level ambition too, which is what the government chose eventually, was to invest about another $500 million, by 2028. So to increase the capacity, get radars, get some to increase our picture, both naval patrol aircraft, etc. It's looking like, given the direction of travel and also what the Trump administration is saying, is that we're not going to bail anyone out in Europe really anymore. It's looking like that we may need to consider to go to level ambition three, which is to spend considerably more to bring. So our defence spending actually as a percentage of GDP, even if you get into the nitty gritty of it, is low. You know, it's stayed constant to low, especially since 2008 when it almost stopped with the crash. And we're a fairly rich country. So if we want to remain neutral, and this is the thing, I think a lot of people in the Defence Forces would like to remain neutral. We're proud of that history as well. But the under international law, you've got to be strong if you're neutral. Otherwise, it doesn't really hold. So, and there's also this idea, Shane, of the sub-threshold threats as well. It's not just about your Defence Forces. It's worth pointing out, like, we don't really have a security strategy as a country. That's pretty unheard of.
We're not just talking about attacks. We're talking about attacks on infrastructure. And
yeah, it's the sub-threshold piece and the whole of society resilience. And I think, you know, people have talked about step change in European security, but we keep having them. You know, we'll see where we go.
Okay. Patrick Bury, Senior Security Lecturer at the University of Bath, former NATO analyst, Army officer. Thank you indeed for talking to News Talk Breakfast. Let us know what you think this morning. We're proud of our neutrality, but is it relevant in today's world? Do we need to change? Is it still, can we still keep having our cake and eat it? I'm not so sure. I'm really not so sure. But let us know what you think. 087 1400 106. Now,
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.